honey? Are you in there?
Hey, baby. Mommy's doing a laundry run. Have you got... Oh, my God. Look at this room. Sweetie, we really need to talk about this mess. You can't expect your mother to always study up after you. All these clothes thrown around the place. Baby, it's only been 3 days. Why are there 5 shirts in a pile here? And what's this? Is this my underwear? All right, that's it. Baby, pause the video game, please. Mommy needs to have a word with you. Sweetie, what have I told you about pleasuring yourself with my panties? Don't use the expensive pairs. We've talked about this. Come on, game off. Right now, young man. Chop chop. It's serious discussion time. Come on, baby. Move your legs, sweetie. Make some space for mommy. That's it. I wanted to talk about your behavior as of late. I know we agreed on some changes around the house since you've become a man. But that doesn't mean you can do whatever you want. Understand? Rules that you still need to follow, like cleaning up after yourself, for one. Clothes in your room, dirty dishes in the sink. I'm your mother, not your maid. It's just, sometimes it feels like you don't respect me anymore, baby. Like, the way you speak to me. Calling me a filthy cum rag, or your personal cock sleeve. Or telling me that the only thing I'm good for is choking on your fat dick. I know it's all a bit fun and games, but... But sometimes, you can come across a bit rude. Baby, just because mommy swallows your thick, nasty dick juice from time to time, doesn't mean I like being called a worthless cum guzzler. Instead of demanding to dump another load into my slutty mouth, you could just ask, politely. Just be a bit nicer with your words, okay, sweetie? It's the same when you compliment my dress around the house. Mommy spends a lot of time and effort making sure she looks good for her boy. To hear you say I look like a cheap whore just because my tits are on display, it hurts my feelings, you know? Especially because you picked the outfit for me to begin with. Like... I wear all these tiny miniskirts and slutty lingerie because it makes you happy. And the least you could do is tell me I look nice. And not just call me a fucking skank. I swear, baby, sometimes I feel like you're taking advantage of your position. And it really hurts my feelings when I see my little boy treating me like... When I am the woman who raised you, and I know you don't actually feel that way about your mother, but this behavior has been happening for a while now. Just the other day, you were my cute little boy. Play. And now? It seems the only time you even talk to me is when you need something. You want food? I'm there to cook for you. You want a ride? I'm there to drive you. You get an erection? And mommy's needy holes are there to drain your balls. But the second I want you to clean up after yourself... And it's not just the clothes that are messy. The cum stains are getting out of control. It's everywhere. And I know I'm not the only one who thinks so. Your sister complains about... So where was I? Oh yes, your sister complains about waking up with a mouthful of sweaty balls in her face. And just because she enjoys being called stupid cock-thirsty slut, doesn't mean she enjoys you coating your pungent, sticky spunk all over her face. She's asked you multiple times to stop combing in her hair. Baby, please. You know that only makes her mad. And no, using mommy to clean all the jizz of her face with my tongue is not the answer. We have had a lot of talks about this, baby. So please, stop coming on your sister's face. Or at least wipe it up with a tissue afterwards. Okay, sweetie? Can we agree on that? Thank you. Although, speaking of complaints, your father hasn't been happy with your behavior either. You know he works very hard to provide for us. And the last thing he wants to see when he gets home is his son, balls deep inside his wife, watching as you ram your fat cock into my slutty holes. Filling me up with a thick, sticky cream pie every single day. I don't think he appreciates how you make him sleep on the couch, baby. On those nights when you want to play with mommy. We've been keeping him up at night. with the constant banging of the bed frame against a wall. Or the way the whole room shakes and shudders as you fuck me senseless. He can still hear us through the walls, you know. Especially when you make me say all those filthy things. That's actually your father's other complaint. He doesn't enjoy hearing how I think your cock is better than his. That your penis is thicker, fatter, and it fills me in ways that he never could. Or how you make me beg you to empty your strong, viral baby batter into my fertile womb. Maybe we should consider talking about other things the next time you rail my cunt. What do you think? Instead of me screaming about how you fuck me so much harder than your father, and... Honey, he already knows you're the man of the house now. There's no need to constantly remind him of that. And having both myself and your sister demean him all the time is unbecoming. You're better than... You're better than forcing him to watch as your sister and I both clean your cock together, making out between your heavy nutsack, or telling us both to use our slutty bodies to worship your... What I'm trying to say, baby, is I just don't think the constant teasing is necessary. Yes, it seems a little... A little respect towards the man is all I'm asking for. Is it really so much to ask that? That's all I ask, baby. I still love the man. And... And still, and he still deserves respect, a husband and a father is due. All of us living under the same roof should. So please, just be a little more considerate when... Oh my god, sweetie. Oh, there was a lot of jizz down mommy's throat. Oh, I can still taste the foul, bitter flavor on my tongue. Mixing with my saliva and the juices from your balls. Oh, such a wonderful flavor. You must have been pent up. Oh, that's probably why you were acting out so much, right? Oh, well, Mommy's just glad you understand where she's coming from. Oh, and I'm so sorry if I came across as a little harsh, baby. Here, let me clean you up. Mommy's throat is a toilet for your spunk, after all. There, all clean. Now, I hope you remember to respect the rules of the house. No more making extra messes or using my good underwear as a cum rag. Oh, sweetie, we're all so proud of a man you've grown into. Thank you for listening to your mother. Now, I've got to put a load of laundry on. Oh, and baby, please, stop calling me such mean, filthy things all the time. I'm your mother, after all, okay? See you soon, sweetie.